Hi, this is Vikas Dubey. We are part of Faculty of Social Science. The main themes of Look Back in Anger. Critic George E. Wellworth is of the opinion that Look Back in Anger represents the author's dissatisfaction with the society, just like the novels of younger writers as John Van, Kingsley Amis, and John Byrne. Through the character of Jimmy Porter, the youth of the post-war Britain lashes out at the society, individuals, and institutions. He is a representative of the post-war youth who looked around the world and found nothing right in it. Jimmy, as an angry young man, is believed to symbolize the fury of the youth of his time who felt betrayed, sold out, and irrevocably ruined by its elders. Jimmy's anger is born out of frustration because he feels that society has been pretty unfair to him. He is a university graduate who is running a sweet stall with his uneducated friend and partner Cliff. He is capable of suffering for others, on behalf of others, and living in others people's life. He experienced the bitterness, illusion, disillusionment of his dying father at a very young age. He was the only one in the family who seemed to care about the dying father. He is distressed to learn about Mrs. Tanner's illness, the news that hardly affects others. Class struggle. The class struggle or class consciousness is also a dominating theme in the play. Jimmy's anger is directed towards the member of the upper class to which his wife belongs. He wages a constant battle against the upper class and treats his wife as a hostage. Through Jimmy, the underprivileged British youth responds to the structure and spirit of the welfare society. By bullying his wife, he wants to take revenge on the upper middle class, which he detests. He wanted the hostess to submit to his class culture and to do so. He expects her to disown her past through a purgatory of suffering and humiliation. Jimmy regards himself as the representative of the working class. On behalf of the working class, he declares a war on the upper middle class. The target of his attack is Alison's mother, who represents the upper middle class. He seems to take pleasure on attacking Alison's mother in the harassed possible language. Jimmy, together with Hug, raids the houses of Alison's friends and relatives in an attempt to humiliate Alison, and which they consider to be a war tactic. He is inspiring in his attack on his wife's family, and Helena too becomes the target of his vicious attacks. Sometimes his grudges against the upper class comes from his feeling of being deprived of a suitable job in spite of being highly educated. The intellectual genius in him rebels against what he feels in a social injustice. Love and sex. The actual action of the play is centered around Jimmy's relationship with his wife Alison. In spite of Jimmy's sketching attack on his wife, bullying her, trying to inflict pain on her by his constant tirade against her family, one thing is evident: that they are both deeply in love with each other, a fact that hardly can be denied. The bears and squirrels game symbolizes their deep love for each other. Deeply in love, the couple is perpetually wounding each other's ego, and eventually provoked by Helena, the wife feels she can bear no more and leaves her husband. Her place in the house is taken over by Helena. Jimmy has an overpowering and indeed childish need for love. He was involved with a woman old enough to be his mother when he was just 18 years old. She was his mistress. When Alison is gone, Helena fulfills his need of a woman, and on Helena's desertion, he turns back to Alison. Beneath his crude and rough behavior, there lies a very soft and sensitive person who feels lost without love. After Helena's desertion, he is anguished. He looks lost, and the fear of loneliness haunts him. So, in an attempt
to escape loneliness, he turns to his wife, complaining about her callousness. Feelings. The play Look Back in Anger is not about anger only, but about feeling and about despair also. Though it is about any of these themes, but is essentially a dramatization of these concerns. Osborne himself claims that he wanted to make people feel. I want to make people feel, to give them lesson in feeling. They can think afterward, he says. Look Back in Anger, a realistic play. Historical importance, realism. The aim of realistic drama is putting ourselves and our situation on the stage. Look Back in Anger appealed to the audience of that time because of the immediacy of the subject matter. Osborne presented the contemporary scene on the stage and expressed the disapproval of the post-war youth of the society through Jimmy. By his command of contemporary idiom, his sharp comments on subject ranging from the Pause, Sunday newspapers and white tile amenities to the bishop and the bomb, Osborne caught the fancy of the audience of his time. The youth of his time identified themselves with Jimmy Potter, a disgruntled young man who lashes out at everyone with his scathing comments. The hero represented the post-war British youth who looked around the world and found nothing right in it. Jimmy's tirades against others, himself, and the general conditions of life. The play gives out an intense feeling of frustration, anger, disillusionment, hatred, etc. The atmosphere, the speeches by the protagonist have an authentic power. The play depicts the traditional room of the naturalistic theater, where the hero rages at the world, attacking people, institutions. He is enraged by the lack of imaginative responses he meets everywhere. Did you read Priestley's piece this week? He asks Allison and Cliff. Without waiting for their answer, he adds, Why on earth, I ask, I don't know. I know damned well you have not. Being a university graduate, he is running a sweet stall. He feels he has been deprived of a suitable job because of his low social background. He feels society has been cruel to him, so he attacks social system. The upper middle class, whom he considers as his enemy and against whom he wages a constant battle. The disorganized life. Look Back in Anger has been regarded as marking the emergence of working class drama at a particular stage of cultural and social change in Britain. The life depicted in this play is that of the disorganized and drifting. The play reflects the general feeling of restlessness, frustration, and disorganized. Jimmy, the protagonist, expresses his dissatisfaction and lashes out continuously at people and institutions. It presents a realistic picture, a strained marital life because of the disparity of class, a frustrated unemployed youth who constantly bullies his wife. The wife, a passive sufferer, saliently tolerates her husband's tantrums, refuses to believe in the husband's philosophy of life. The husband humiliates his wife in presence of his friend by comparing her sexual passion of that of a python. Provoked by friend Helena and feeling that she cannot take it anymore, she walks out on her husband. Helena, who came to stay as a guest, becomes the mistress of Jimmy after the wife has left. Again, Allison returns unexpectedly and an uneasy atmosphere is created. Helena's middle-class morality arouses her consciousness and realizing her guilt as having lived as a mistress to her friend's husband, she decides to go out of their life or for good. So the whole play is about disorganized lives of the people. Women as a symbol of frustrated and disorganized society. Women are the victim of the 20th century society. People feel that women are quite insignificant. They feel that she is a burden on man. Jimmy speaks of Allison's passion in these words. She just devours me whole every time, as if I were some overlarge rabbit, etc. In the plot development of this play, the hero Jimmy has not fixed motives and ideas. His idiosyncrasies and whims do not make the women happy and cheerful. The sexual disturbance between Jimmy and Allison shows that women are a symbol of frustrating society. There is no healthy atmosphere in Jimmy's apartment. He keeps on criticizing his wife for the slightest fault. He is shifting from one woman to another. Allison to Helena and then back to Helena. So we find the stupid establishment back of causes and general emotional incapacity. In story we find emotional disintegration. Hence we justified that women are the symbol of the frustrated society. Allison has left her husband. She is in a family way. She is staying with her father. Meanwhile, Jimmy has started a sexual relationship with Helena. He is frustrated, but his attitude should be very healthy. It indicates that he feels his wife is not a good companion, although she is about to give birth to a child. The congenial atmosphere at Porter's apartment appears when we feel women do not give us solace. This is a negative approach to life, but there should be a positive approach that she is a perpetual partner. We feel pleasure in the end when they have reconciled themselves after the game of bears and squirrels. They have started living cheerfully with Helena, leaving Jimmy forever. This story is based on naturalism and realism. Our natural feelings are refuted in every speech of the characters of the play. Class war and sex war. This is another theme. The play seems to be a response of underprivileged British youth to the structure and spirit of the welfare society. The younger generation identifies themselves in the angry young man, Jimmy. He feels that life has been unfair to him. His inability to secure a good job in spite of being a university graduate makes him all the more progressive. Perhaps he believes that he has been deprived of the privileges for his low origin. These beliefs have led Jimmy to declare a war on the upper class, whom he considers to be his opponent, and treats Allison as the hostess. He continuously bullies his wife by making offensive and rather crude remarks against her family members. His rhetoric condemnation of Allison's mother, whom he regards as the representative of the upper middle class, his gifts at brother-in-law Nigel, his partnership with Hugh in debunking at this certain upper class gathering can be perceived as tactics in his class warfare. In a famous speech in which Jimmy laments the absence of a good cause, he accuses women of bleeding men to death. He says that men are not able to die of any good causes because there is no good causes left in the world. He sarcastically comments that there is nothing, no good cause to die for except butchered by women. He accuses his wife having the passion of a python and devouring him as if he was an oversized rabbit. The crisis of isolation and terror. The hero Jimmy, a crude man of working class background, keeps harassing his wife by the offensive remarks hurled against her family members. He is projected as an energetic young man who is never tried to criticizing and carrying on his verbal assault against people and institutions. But when it comes to emotional strength, he does not live up to the mark. On Allison's unexpected arrival in the last scene, Helena is ready to desert him. On hearing about Helena's decision, he is stunned. The fear of loneliness grips him. He then turns to Allison in a pathetic love. He says to her that the voice that cries out in pain is not necessarily that of a weak creature. Sometimes the strongest animal cry out in pain because he finds himself absolutely lonely and companionless. The fear of isolation haunts Jimmy, which made him patch up the difference with his wife, who walked out on him months ago. Allison, on the other hand, had undergone the tragic suffering of losing her child through miscarriage. She has gone through the trauma of loneliness during the month of separation from Jimmy. Allison faced the crisis of isolation, and to free herself from the grip of loneliness, she had returned. The loneliness phobia, or the fear of isolation, does not spare Cliff, who says that the house would lose much of its charm in Allison's absence. This is the end of themes.